Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Tom.
Thanks for coming. Do you use a washcloth?
No.
Come on the face. Is it good for the skin?
Absolutely not.
If it gets to the point where I have to take a shit on this thing, I'm hoping it explodes.
That's Freak City.
Specifically for cleaning the ass.
I never thought of that.
Piss on me, beat me.
If I wore this to wake up my children, it would be immediate therapy.
A lot of men do, and it is nothing to be ashamed of.
This is awesome.
What is awesome?
I'm gonna fucking puke.
This is going to cost you something.
Privy to some non-consensual ass play.
So the whole family shared one bar of soap.
Yeah, and you would put it in your ass.
That's disgusting.
Interesting.
It's hard for me to not believe that racism's not involved with this.
I'm not washing here.
I'm Whitney.
I'm Duncan.
You also got really fucking dressed up.
I'm so happy we actually got to connect.
I'll try it out.
In case you missed it, you can stream 69 Minutes now at ymhstudios.com.
I have sent a lot of dick pics.
Have you?
But they're good. They're good dick pics, man.
You're like a professional photographer.
Oh, bro, if those leak, I'll be like, you're damn right. You're fucking damn right. That's my dick.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
Hello, and welcome back to another super sexy episode of First Date with Lauren Compton. Today, my guest is a stand-up comedian and TikToker. You can see him at the Wilbur Theater in Boston on January 12th. Give it up for Che Dorena. Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on my show.
Thank you for having me.
So, I have this menu.
Yes.
And I've got questions. I have appetizer questions. Main course, dessert. Do you know how this works?
I'm familiar with the process.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So we're going to ease into it with some appetizer questions.
Love it. Hit me, Lauren.
First of all, do you have a girlfriend?
I do not. No.
Are you seeing anybody?
I'm always seeing somebody. Seeing, like, what would you consider seeing? Like, has potential?
Dating. Like, have you been on a few dates with someone that you're interested in?
No.
Okay.
I always have like a roster going of like we text each other randomly.
A roster.
You're familiar with the roster.
I am familiar with a roster.
Yeah. So I always have a roster going. Sometimes I have different rosters in different cities because I travel quite a bit.
Okay.
Like my Vancouver roster, very strong. I'm originally from that area. So great Vancouver roster. Toronto roster. Man, Toronto roster has some OGs on that, man.
Wow.
Dude, every time I go back to Toronto, some of the best.
Which roster is better?
Currently, I would give the nod to Vancouver because there's a couple there that I would consider like roster prospects that I haven't slept with yet, but are like
on the list.
Oh, they're on the list and they've been like
highlighted.
They're waiting to get in the game, you know? So
they're on the wait list.
Exactly. So I'll give the nod to Vancouver right now, but Toronto's like it's like, you know, there's a lot of vets over there that could really teach the rest how to do things really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I could blend, wow, that would be the dream.
Okay. Do you bring flowers to a girl on a first date?
No.
That was hardcore fast.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me? What are we talking about? First date?
Yeah.
Dude, flowers are like earned over time and like you save flowers for a fuck up. Like you don't burn flowers on a first date. I have to like do something bad. I have to like forget your birthday and like your mom sees my dick and then and then you get flowers, dude.
Are you sending unsolicited dick pics?
Oh, not unsolicited. No.
You ask permission?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Every dick pic I've ever sent has been like within the context of where sexting stuff's going on.
Yeah.
But I have sent a lot of dick pics.
Like, have you?
I probably over 200 people have pictures of my dick.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm not fucking around. Sometimes. Like, I will, at shows, I talk about how liberally I'll send out my dick. And then sometimes ladies will message me being like, can I get a dick pic? And I'll just send it immediately. Like, I won't even look at their Instagram profile or anything. I'll just send it.
You have
it.
An album and you can just pick.
Oh, yeah. I got the greatest hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those go out. And when they see the, like, sometimes these girls are like, I didn't think you were going to do it. And I was like, oh, yeah, absolutely. And then you can see when someone screenshots it. So I'm like, oh, they took that. That's for them. But they're good. They're good dick pics, man.
You're like a professional photographer.
Oh, bro, if those leak, I'll be like, you're damn right. You're fucking damn right. That's my dick.
Do you ever let a girl drive a car?
Yeah, of course. Love it.
So you like that.
I love just in the passenger seat.
Some people don't like that.
I know some people are really anti that. Here's the thing about me. Never owned a car. I grew up in like the suburbs, so like I should have got my driver's license earlier, but I didn't. But then I moved to Mexico, and where I lived was like on the coast and like you walking distance everywhere. Then I moved to Toronto. Like, you do not need to own a car in that city. I rode a bicycle everywhere because it's the fastest way to get around. Love that. Now I live in New York. You're not going to own a car in New York. I mean, some people do, but I won't. So yeah, I've never owned a car.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yeah, I got a driver's license. Sometimes like I'll have to drive this pretty soon because I'm going to be on the road in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. And so driving from gig to gig there. I'd love to fucking sit in the passenger seat, pass out, look at my phone. My least favorite part about driving.
You sound like great company.
Oh, dude, I'm great, bro. I'll chat it up. I hate driving because I don't hate driving. My least favorite part about driving is not looking at my phone. I just want to look at my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can't do those two things the same. Well, you can, but you can't tell anyone.
Do you take Ubers?
Yes.
What's your Uber rating?
Oh, I think I'm like a 4.86. Maybe.
What happened?
I sent a couple buddies home in an Uber that was like under my thing on New Year's Eve. One dude puked in the Uber and the other
classic.
Dude like got in a fight with the Uber driver.
Not so classic.
Yeah. So
why are you friends with aggressive people picking fights with Uber drivers?
It's the boys, man.
Okay.
What, you want me to fucking cut off the boys because they're a little aggressive? Come on. It's the boys.
Yeah, that's your first red flag. Do you cook or eat out more?
I eat out more, but I am a decent cook.
What do you cook if you're trying to impress a date?
Ooh, if I'm trying to impress a date, what would I cook? I would probably go for something real simple in terms of sides. Like, I'd probably make a nice salad and make like a salad dressing from scratch. Mm-hmm. And then just like maybe like mashed potatoes, carrots, like green beans, asparagus.
Are you vegan?
No.
Vegetarian?
I'm saying, no. I'm just saying these could be all options for sides.
Oh, sides.
Yeah, these would all be side options depending on like kind of where you're. Like some, you know, you're doing those pretty simple. Like if you're doing your mashed potatoes, you get a good level of like dairy, butter, all that kind of stuff going in there. Then I would go for an easy main, but like kind of spice it up a little bit. Like maybe like a bacon wrapped chicken breast or something. Something like that. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah. I can cook.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I can throw it
down. I love when a guy can cook.
Mm-hmm. That's
if
good
a
skill.
Girl cooks, do you feel like the guy should clean the kitchen?
Yeah. I've always been that. I think that goes both ways. Like whoever cooks, the other person cleans. That's just a kitchen rule that I think goes across the board.
I agree. That's a good rule to live by. What do you wear when you go to sleep?
When I go to sleep, nothing. Nude.
In the nude, always.
Yeah, butt ass naked, dude. All the time. Butt ass naked, sleep mask on, mouth tape sometimes, and then just like dark as hell in the room, AC on. It's cold, I'm naked and blind. That's how I do it.
And you shut the fuck up. What is mouth tape?
Oh, mouth tape, you put it on to force yourself to breathe through your nose. It helps your body like absorb more oxygen. And it's like better for like stopping sleep apnea. Not that I have sleep apnea, but that it's just like better for your health.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Just give it a shot.
Huh. I'm like, I love learning new things. I would never have thought to tape my mouth shut. My boyfriend would fucking love that.
Yeah, he probably would.
Do you drink alcohol?
Yes, I do.
Do you drink a lot of alcohol?
No, recently I've been drinking a lot less of it. I only drink a lot of like it's crazy party time. But yeah, no, I don't drink excessively. I don't drink alone ever. There has to be like something going on for me to drink. I'm not like let's have like one and hang out. Like, no, I'm like, let's fucking turn up the heat. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your drink of choice?
Tequila soda. I can drink tequila sodas all night.
Yum.
Yeah.
What do you do if you go on a date and the girl, you realize she doesn't mix well with alcohol and she can't hang? What do you do in that situation?
What do you mean by can't hang? Like, she's getting too drunk. She's too sloppy. She's rude. She's mean. She's racist. What are we talking about here?
We're in main course now, by the way.
Okay.
So let's say that she's just being belligerent.
Yes.
She's stumbling.
Yeah.
Becoming a little embarrassing. Maybe she's getting a little too loud, like rowdy. Like, she's like, you know, laughing above the normal. She's laughing like me.
Okay.
On a regular basis. Horribly loud and obnoxious. Yeah. Like a chicken. Almost.
Yeah, okay, good to know. Yeah.
So what do you do in this situation? But she's fucked up.
I just make sure she gets home and then we call it a night. Like, I think as long as I'm making sure, like, if she's fucked up, she's stumbling, she's like that level drunk.
Yeah.
We're making sure she gets into her apartment or wherever. And then you go, all right, we're done. And you move on. Maybe you text someone from the roster. And then that's how you wrap up the night. You go, I didn't spend whatever $80 to get my dick dried. No, I'm trying to get it fucking soaked. I actually, not that long ago, I went on a date with a girl. It was just a walking date. I literally have no time. So she was like, I can meet you and let's just walk around. I was like, okay. So we walked around for like whatever, like 45 minutes. Reason I had no time was because I was meeting another girl for a date.
Oh my gosh.
For like an actual sit down dinner date. And so we have that date. Then after that date, I asked this girl, I'm like, hey, do you want to come back to my place? And she's like, no, like not tonight. And I was like, oh, that's totally fine. So what I end up doing is texting walking date girl and be like, hey, what are you up to? I'm just about to head home. And then she meets me at my place and we bang. So I'm like, hey, fucking worked out fucking perfectly, dude. You can't even ask for it to work out better than that. Dude. And then the next one set up for next time? Bro, come on.
How many serious relationships have you had?
What's considered serious? Like, how long do you have to date for it to be serious?
I'm trying to think. Like, I would say about a year or more.
A year or more?
Yeah.
Post high school, zero.
Really?
Yeah. I've dated three girls post high school, and all of them have been like 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they get the axe.
Why do most of them get the axe?
All of them.
Why do all of them get the axe?
I get like kind of bored and restless. And I think also my parents had a horrible relationship. Like, they, not like horrible, maybe isn't the right word. They should have just gotten divorced way earlier.
Yeah.
And so my perception of relationships growing up was like, oh, well, they end in disaster. Like, every girl.
Oh, no.
Every girl I ever dated, like, especially when I'm a little bit more adjusted. But when I was younger, like my early mid 20s. When I would break up with a girl and they were like kind of shocked and sad, I was like, but you knew this wasn't going to go forever. Like, we're in our early 20s. Like, we're going to break up. That's just how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to get married?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
You just want to be a serial dater forever?
I think, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I believe in like the construct of marriage. I think, like, maybe if I want to be like serious with someone down the road, potentially I'm open to those things, but I am like constantly like unraveling what I understand as like monogamy and marriage and these things, and whether or not they're right, whether or not they're social constructs, whether or not they're right for me, and whether or not it's anyone else's business and stuff too. Like,
yeah. Do you want children?
No, absolutely not. Fuck that.
Pets? Yeah.
Pets, yes. I love a dog. Would love a dog, man. Little like terrier, bull terrier or something. Something with bull in it. Just a big dumb fucking head. And he's like shaking his little butt. Love that.
Yeah. How much sex is too much sex?
How much is too much? And I guess more than you want. Like, if it's feeling
be
like,
less vague.
If it's feeling like a chore, then I guess you've hit too much sex.
Is that like 3 times a day?
Yeah, I think if you're doing it 3 times a day every day, that could start to feel like a chore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like it when a girl initiates or when you initiate?
Both. I mean, I love it when a chick initiates. That's great. Like, yeah, like, well, like the feeling of being desired is I think like at the root cause of a lot of like horniness.
Yeah.
Like your arousal comes from someone like being really interested in you and like making moves on you and even like doing it in like inappropriate places and stuff. That's what makes it so hot. But you also want to be the initiator to show this person that you do really want them as well.
Yeah.
And also because it's like nice to dictate sex on your terms within consensual settings, of course.
Let's say that you're in a relationship for 6 to 12 months.
Yes.
Imagine it.
Imagine it.
Imagine this crazy situation that you'll probably
universe.
Never be in.
Yeah, this canon event that I can't avoid.
It's been a long time. It's been almost a year. You're horny. How do you initiate sex?
How do I initiate? I'm horny. I'm in a situation that I've literally
never been in. Totally hypothetical.
How would I initiate sex? I mean, I would probably do it in a pretty standard way. Like, I would probably like,
hey, bitch, bend over.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, bitch, bend over. I don't know how she would respond to that. Well, it depends on the girl, right?
Well, it's like, do you get lazy after you've been with someone for so long?
Sexually, I'm sure I would have bouts of laziness where I'm like, I'm kind of phoning this one in. But I think for the most part, I would try to keep it pretty hot and horny. Like, you know, I'd probably like come up behind her, touch her, kiss her, caress her, start getting stuff going. Maybe like I would set up something where we're like watching a TV show and I know it's going to get dirty. And then like I'm like get really close to her and stuff when that's happening. So I can kind of lead in a little bit more organically and that feels a little more spontaneous.
Yeah.
Stuff like that would be hot.
Clever.
Yeah. Or like post dinner, post like you get home at night, make sure you don't come back too late so you're not too tired. Because at this point you're like later in the relationship. And a good night's sleep really counts for something.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy price, Priceline.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For a completely hypothetical situation, you've answered that very well.
I would be good at it if I tried. I prioritize my own fun.
Oh.
Yeah.
But that sounds like fun, though.
It does sound like fun.
It can be fun if you have a best friend in it.
But we're also only talking about the best parts of it. We're not talking about like the arguments or the fights or the disagreements or the compromises.
You don't handle that well?
I mean, I don't not handle it well. I just don't want to give it any effort. And if I choose not to give it effort, then it's probably not going to proceed very well, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone back to an ex?
And fucked them?
No.
Fuck them, yes. Yeah, guys, we fuck our exes. It's great.
No. Have you gone back to an ex and tried to date them again?
I don't believe so. I've been sleeping with an ex for like way too long. Like, try to be friends and all this kind of stuff, and then you just end up fucking. But I've never dated an ex again.
Okay.
Yeah.
How far would you go to date an ex? Let's say that you really felt regret.
I really felt regret.
And you really wanted to be with this person.
How far would I go? Oh, how did I break up with them?
You cheated on them.
Oh, man. You know, like, you're like, I'm going to humor this question. I want you to let me know if I get caught cheating, you break up with me, I'm not coming back. For one, how dare you catch me cheating on you? How dare you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no.
You look through my phone?
Yeah, and you like, dude, this the trust.
It's on them.
Yeah, how dare you betray my trust in such a horrible way? But, and also it's like, now I know you're probably going to cheat on me. I'm not going to set myself up for failure.
Right. Pain, why?
Yeah. Ugh. So, I cheated on you. I want you back. Oof. I mean, I probably ask you to, like, let's go somewhere, let's hang out, and we're going to hash it out. We're going to talk it out. Like, we're going to go through everything. We're going to bring up every mistake that the other person made, all these different things, and we're just going to hash it out. Probably, like, I like the idea of like starting at like a dinner or something. I think it would be important to get a couple drinks in both of us just because it's like, let's get loose. Like we just,
you're going to need it.
We're not going to get drunk, but you want to take off the shackles of any sort of, I guess, anything that would hold you back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How far into a relationship do you let, well, do you meet a girl's parents? If she says, I want you to meet my mom and dad.
I mean, I have met parents before, and I think I've done it around like the 4-month mark. Mm-hmm. I think that's too soon. I think I should meet parents like 8 months, like maybe a year in.
So you never want to meet the parents.
I mean, I'm not interested in meeting your parents. I'm like, cool. Like I'm doing this because I know it's a necessity and it like means something to you. But like, it's like, I don't want to hang out with old people. That's not like a fun thing.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm sure they're fucking a rock in time. And I'm also like, oh, I got to impress you. I got to make you like me. It's like, I'm the fucking best. How about that?
Okay. Well, maybe that's why she wants you to meet her parents, because you're so cool.
Because I rule.
She's trying to brag and be like, look what I got.
So, but I really think it should be deep because, like I said, like I met at 4, we're done at 6. It's like, you should know that you're really committed, because it's like, what am I fucking meeting these people for? We're all going to look like assholes at the end of this.
You don't have to preemptively think that.
I mean, I don't have to, but I'm realistic about
it. You're in a fun phase.
I'm in a fun phase, and it's been going for a long time.
It sounds like you're still having fun.
Oh, I'm having so much fun. Like, I can't even like put a barometer on how much the fun is. The fun scale broke, and we're fucking out of control over here.
Have you ever started dating someone and then you like one of their best friends more?
No, I don't think so. I'm trying to like go through the Rolodex of the 3 girls I dated for 4 months and who their friends were. I did date one girl and she was very hot, but she also had a very hot friend. I didn't necessarily like her friend more, but her friend was smoking hot, but so was she.
Yeah. What if a girl asked you to go to the store and buy her a box of tampons?
Yeah, no problem.
That doesn't embarrass you at all?
No, it's fucking tampons. What I'm going to be like, to the clerk, like, oh my god, these aren't for me, I actually have a penis, like, like what? It's like, no, it's like, yeah, I got a girlfriend at home because I'm fucking loved, she's bleeding all over the goddamn place and I'm trying to save a rug over here.
Do you have your red receipts on in text messaging?
Absolutely not. No. I'll talk to you when I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
And I leave on Instagram. Most of my communication goes through Instagram. So those read receipts are on, or red receipts. But I'll leave you on read red.
Yeah.
I'll leave you on that shit. I don't give a fuck, dude. If that bothers you. It's like, I looked at it. I'm busy. I'm an important person.
What is the biggest age gap you feel is appropriate in a relationship?
I know this is sexist, but I think for like if the woman's older, it's like whatever. It's just like, yeah. But I think for a dude, you don't want to be going like, I think once a girl hits like 23, then 23 and up, it doesn't matter. Like if a 23-year-old's dating like a 90-year-old, then it's like, who gives a shit? But if you're dating younger than that, I think that's like, I don't know if we should be doing that.
Yeah, she hasn't been drinking alcohol long enough.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. You guys are American. I'm Canadian. So it's like we start at 19. You guys start at 21.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I also it's like once someone I think hits 23, it's like you're a fully functioning adult and all your decisions are your own, I think.
What's the biggest age gap you've ever dated?
Dated?
Still shocked by this word.
The podcast is called First Date. So biggest age gap I've dated, I think was, how old was she? I think it was like 4 years, maybe 5. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that's normal.
Yeah, I think that's pretty normal. Like, I think I was 26 or 27. She was 24 or 23 or something like that.
Yeah. I feel like you're going to be a pro at this next question. Mm-hmm. How do you move in for a first kiss?
For a first kiss? Oh, there's a lot of different ways you can do it. Usually, this is my favorite move. My favorite move is like, because like, let's say you went back to the place. We're both sitting on the couch. We're having like a nightcap and we're just talking. There's like a lull in the conversation. You go, so you want to make out?
Oh, wow.
That is such a good move. It has never not worked. So you want to make out? Got that from my buddy Cameron Phoenix. Shout out. Cameron Phoenix, Cameron Phoenix, not a player at all. Very, like, he's been with the same girl for a long time. But So You Want to Make Out, for one, So You Want to Make Out, it's kind of fun, it's cute, it's silly. Uh-huh. It's also asking for consent. It's all those things in one.
You
boom,
know,
we're
Cameron
killing it.
Cameron Phoenix sounds like a porn star name.
Oh, I know it does, right?
Yeah.
If you saw him, he doesn't match the name. But he knows that about himself as well. I think the slipperiest move I ever did, and this one even makes me go like, I was at a party. I mean, this girl had been talking for a little bit. And then I go, are you thinking about kissing me? And she was like, it's like you read my mind.
Oh, cringe.
Yeah, I know. That one makes me want to throw up, too.
Let's say you go on a date. Do you take her back to your place or do you try to go back to hers?
I'll usually take her back to my place, okay. I would think. I live on my own, so that's a good move.
How do you kick her out in the morning?
I mean, usually it goes to like a regular kind of point where it's like, okay, if they're hanging around too long, I go like, I got something to do today. Oh, sorry. I will straight up just be like, sorry, I got to kick you out. I got to get my shit done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very straightforward.
Yeah. I don't feel like I don't really like that whole, are you thinking about kissing me?
Yeah.
That's like the only time I've ever done a move. I'm very direct. So you want to make out. If I'm going to hit on a girl, I'll walk up to a girl at a bar and say, hey, I think you're pretty. Can I buy you a drink? I have no fucking, like, it's all bull in a china shop running into shit. That's how I operate.
Yeah. Oh, have you ever had a threesome?
Yes.
Have you ever had a foursome?
Yes.
Are you into orgies?
Okay, I've never been to an orgy, but I really want to go. That's on my, like, to-do list.
Would you consider yourself a sex addict?
No, I don't think so.
That went from no to yes in the same word.
I don't think I'm a sex addict. Like, I don't think I'm like chasing it constantly. I do really, really like having sex. I think sex is one of the great pleasures in life.
Yeah.
And you should indulge in it as much as you see fit and as much as that is safe. But I don't think I'm an addict. Like, I don't think it gets in the way of any parts of my life. And I think if I don't have it for a certain period of time, it doesn't hinder me. But I do enjoy sex in many of its facets, whether it's with a person or multiple people or by myself.
Yeah. Are you a boob guy or a butt guy?
Butt.
Blonde or brunette?
Brunettes.
Blue eyes or brown eyes?
Blue.
Okay, who the fuck has blue eyes and a brunette and a badass ass?
I'm just, you're asking me these questions.
I know, but we're building an AI version of someone.
Yeah.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Celebrity crush? Ooh, like ScarJo is a great one.
Okay.
Yeah, ScarJo is like, oh, I got a huge crush
on her. She has blue eyes and a nice ass, and I've seen her as a brunette.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Have you seen her in the movie Chef?
No.
Oh, she's so hot in Chef because she looks a little trashy.
Oh, I love that for
dude,
her.
I love it. She has like tattoos and stuff, and she's like a server at this bar, and it's like, ugh.
Did tattoos turn you on?
Tattoos do turn me on. I have zero tattoos, but I love tattoos on a chick, and I like it when a girl looks a little trashy.
That's what she looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn, those bangs, that Zooey Deschanel. It's like you put the Zooey Deschanel look on ScarJo.
Yeah.
And ScarJo just has that like mousy, like she has this that like innocent smile, but you know it's not innocent
at all.
Oh
yeah, she's got whips and chains in her
house
for sure.
God damn, man. What's his name? Who's that guy from Saturday Night Live that she's married to?
Colin Jost?
Colin Jost. I'd fight him in a pit for her love, I swear to God.
Wow, I'd love to see that.
Me too.
What would you do if you ever met her?
If I ever met her, I'd probably like clam up and get like, so like,
want to make out?
Blah. Yeah. Dude, so I met Phoenix Marie and Angela White. You know them. They're like huge porn stars. They're like the kingpins of porn. And I was on a podcast with them and I thought I was going to be like so nervous and I wasn't. I was like giddy. I was like, I couldn't stop smiling. It was like you're meeting like your hero or something. Like I was just so like, oh my God, I can't believe it's them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about open relationships?
I don't know. See, like, I'm so open sexually and, I think a lot of the negativity that comes towards open relationships isn't from the people in the relationships, but it's from the outward perception looking in. Like, this isn't an open relationship, but you know, what's her name? The chick who played that, she was a ScarJo's sister in the Marvel movies. What the fuck's her name? She has the nose piercing.
Florence Pugh?
Florence Pugh. Florence Pugh was dating Zach Braff. Florence Pugh, much younger than Zach Braff.
Uh-huh.
And after they broke up, Florence said, it seemed like everyone else was involved in our relationship and so upset by the age gap, and we didn't care at all, but there was all this outward stuff coming in. And I think a lot of the stress around open relationships doesn't come from how the people in the relationship feel about it, but what the perception will be. And it's like, oh, you're a cuck, you're a this, you're a that, you're guys fucking other people, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that's where what I said before, where it's like, is it anyone else's business what the fuck you do? So I think if I was to do an open relationship, I wouldn't let anyone know, not about the out, about worrying about what people would say, but it's just like, I want to be able to enjoy my own life.
Protect your relationship.
Exactly. I think like, I'm very good at detaching sex from any like emotional aspect.
Yeah.
Like to me, sex is like eating a burrito or something. Like it's just good. It's fun. It's pleasurable. So I think I could do an open relationship. I would want to like give it a shot and see how it goes. And then if I like was overcome with jealousy, I don't know if I could do it. And I'm also, I don't know if it's like, is monogamy how we're supposed to be? Is polyamory a way we should be? Is like monogamy something that we're indoctrinated in from like Disney movies? Like you got to find your Prince Charming and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think, I mean, I don't know. I was like, it's a big, I don't know on it. Cause like, I also think jealousy is like a good primal trait to have, because if you're jealous of your mate and someone else tries to mate with them and you beat the shit out of them, then your seed lives on. And that's like our point of our existence is to evolve and keep, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Yeah.
I don't share.
You don't share.
Ever.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'll share food on my plate.
Yeah.
But other than that, no, I'm not dick. Sharing my man.
No.
No.
Hey, that's fair. And that's the thing is I also think that our perception on relationships, as with a bunch of other things, we get so binary with everything. It's like it's either you're monogamous, you're polyamorous. There's no in between. And like if you're polyamorous relationship, that means anyone can fuck anyone all the time. Relationships are these complex things that are even interwoven together. And there's all, you can have an individual set of rules for each different person that you're seeing that work for you. And all these things can coexist next to each other. And one existing beside the other one doesn't damage yours. Like if I was in a completely polyamorous relationship to the nth degree and you're monogamous to the nth degree, us sitting on this podcast and discussing and just being next to each other doesn't damage the other person's existence or your belief system.
Yeah. Okay, Socrates. So, what is a deal breaker for you?
Oh, deal breaker? Okay. Fuck. A deal breaker. Not funny. That's
ooh,
a huge one.
Oh, yeah.
I was seeing this girl. She was great. She was smart. She was pretty. Sex was okay. but she sent me bad memes. Oh, that was the worst part.
Oh, no.
Yeah, bad memes. That's like a fucking...
Just don't send a meme.
Don't send a meme. And I'm a big, like, I'm on the internet constantly. My memes are, like, specific and weird and, like, offensive and shit. Like, I'll pull up some shit where you're like, I don't even know what that's from, and what the text says on the screen made me feel worse about the world. And I'm like, yeah, it's the best shit.
You know what else drives me nuts is when you send someone, like, a meme or a message, and then they double tap it, and they, like, just thumbs up it, or, like, at the ha-ha.
That bothers you?
If that's the only response I get.
See, I think
a heart is fine.
Yeah.
If you like it with a heart and I'm like, okay, you love that message.
But how many memes you send in a day?
I send my mom one every morning. I send my best friend one on Instagram and through text at least once a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sending at least one to my boyfriend every day. So four on average a day.
See, like me and just my boy Matt, we're probably sending six on a normal day back and forth, just the two of us.
Y'all are just communicating through images.
Oh, dude, straight up, straight up. And then we're like on a hot day, maybe you're getting like 10 to 20 or something when we're really cooking. One of us is hungover and just on the phone all day.
Yeah.
That's when it's like, so.
That's a bromance.
Oh, we got a big bromance. Dude, one time, I'll finish this thought and I'll tell you this other thing. So like we're liking a lot of times. Every now and again you go, this fucking killed me or something. Because you can't respond to every single meme.
Yeah.
But talk about the bromance. One time, me and Matt hung out. We did mushrooms. We had like each had like 3 grams of mushrooms, and we kind of ate them periodically throughout the day.
Okay.
We started at the aquarium, went to the aquarium, looked at the jellyfish and all this stuff. When we were at the aquarium, I almost like there's this old dude who was like looking at all the jellyfish in the jellyfish container, and I almost walked into him, and we're like, "Yo, this guy's probably a jellyfish. He escaped. He's like stunned at his brethren." Then we went to the arcade. We played like Mario Kart where you sit in the cart and like all these different shooting games. And then we went to this place in Toronto called Trinity Bellwoods that is like this market. We bought weed and booze. And then we were walking to go to a park to watch a pickup basketball game. On the way there, I almost bumped into this old man crossing the street. And then Matt went, "Excuse me, jellyfish." And we like laughed so hard. We were like keeled over on the side of the street. Then we went and drank beers and watched a pickup basketball game. And then he came to my show. And I was like, man, this was such a nice day. I should take a girl on one of these. This was like such a nice date, dude. Oh, my God. It was like, bro, I've never done that for a girl. And I was like, but for Matt, yeah, for Matt, I would love to.
My next question was going to be, have you ever had a date like that with a girl? But you said no.
No. Have I ever, not a whole, no.
Have you even ever liked a girl enough to have a day like that? Man, I feel like I went on your journey.
It was so good, dude.
That sounds awesome.
And imagine you're like on a little bit of mushrooms the whole time.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I'll move on to my dessert question.
Let's go.
You've said number 3 before the show started, so I will ask you the 3rd question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to hear your answer on this one.
Yeah.
Seeing as how you haven't had a long-term relationship.
Okay, hit me.
What is the most romantic date you've ever planned? And the one you just told me doesn't count. It can't be with a dude or a bro. It's got to be with a girl.
What's the most romantic date I ever planned? Man, God damn it. I'm trying to think of dates I went on. I don't know. This was kind of planned. Me and this girl who I was seeing, we planned on going to the sex club. So before we met and we stopped off at this place and we had like wine and we drank and hung out and talked a little bit and got a little loose. And then we went to the sex club and we started on like the main floor where there's just a bar and a hot tub. And we get in the hot tub and everyone's naked. And we go into the pool, what's the heated pool. And we're just like kind of hanging out and touching and getting a little closer. And then we went into like the ballroom and we're like we didn't go to the ballroom right away. We went to the dungeon first and just kind of like checked out the dungeon and like hooked up on like the different things. We like tried out the glory hole and stuff, and then we went into the ballroom and we fucked in there, but then a bunch of people were watching us and it was a little bit uncomfortable. So then we went upstairs where only couples or single women can go, and we fucked up there for like hours. And there's even like this room that is like it's like a half a Volkswagen van, so it's like very 70s theme, and I have a big afro, so it very played into it. It was like great. And so then we fucked in there a bunch, and then we left, and I feel like we got food on the way home. We went back to her place and we fucked again, and the next day we fucked a ton too because I took a Viagra pill because I knew we were gonna be fucking a whole bunch. That's probably the most romantic date.
I need a cigarette after that story.
It's pretty good, right?
I mean,
if you're ever in Toronto, it's Oasis Aqua Lounge. It's a great place. It's lots of fun.
Aqua Lounge?
Oasis Aqua Lounge. It's like a nudist place, but also like very cool. Yeah. And you can fuck in there a bunch. They have a sauna.
All right. Wow. That is a story I've never heard before.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, I'd have you back on a second date. I'm sure that you don't. Do you hear that often?
Oh, all the time. I'm the best.
I mean, they want to marry you.
I'm so much fun.
I guess the question is, do you want to go on a second date again?
Well, I barely got to know you. So, I mean, maybe if we text a little more, we'll see.
Turn your red receipts on.
No. You're not getting that.
Well, you only had one red flag, and that's that your friends are really fucking aggressive.
Not all of them, just a couple of the boys are a little loose.
A little loose.
Okay, fine, fair. Where can people find you?
You can find me on all platforms at Che Durena. That's C-H-E-D-U-R-E-N-A. ChaDurena.com for all ticket and tour dates. Remember the Wilbur in Boston on January 12th. That's going to be a big show. And if you want to find me on Twitch or Kick for any gaming content, it's Little Dinky News.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'll have to tune into that too.
Check it out.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming on. Thank you guys for watching another fabulous episode. We'll see you next time.
First date, baby.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First date, I can't wait.
You told your mom about me?
Just say you're ready.
Delete my number.